Young Charlotte. Young Charlotte lived on a mountainside, in a wild and lonely spot. There was no dwelling for 3 miles round, except her father's cot. And off on many's a wintry night, young swains were gathered there. Her father kept a social board, and she was very fair. And she was very fair. Her father kept a social board, and she was very fair. One New Year's Eve the sun went down. Far looked her wistful eye, as out from the frosty window panes the merry sleighs go by. At the village 15 miles away, there's a merry ball tonight. And though the winds blow fierce and cold, her heart was warm and light. Her heart was warm and light. And though the winds blow fiercely cold, her heart was warm and light. How brightly beams her laughing eye, as a well-known voice she hears, and dashing up to her cottage door, her lover's sleigh appears. Oh, daughter dear, her mother said, this blanket round you fold, for it is a dreadful night abroad. You will catch your death of cold. You will catch your death of cold, for it is a dreadful night abroad. You will catch your death of cold. Oh no, young Charlotte cried, and she laughed like a gypsy queen. To ride in a blanket muffled up, I never would be seen. My silken cloak is quite enough, you know it is lined throughout. Besides, I have my silken scarf to twine my neck about. Her bonnet and her gloves were on. She jumped into the sleigh, and swift they did ride o'er the mountain side, and o'er the hills away. With muffled beats so silently, 5 miles at length were passed, when Charles with a few and shivering words. The silence broke at last. Such a dreadful night I never saw. The reins I scarce can hold. Young Charlotte said in a feeble tone, I am exceeding cold. He cracked his whip, he urged his team, much faster than before, and then five other dreary miles in silence were passed o'er. How fast sat Charles of freezing ice, is gathering on my brow. Young Charlotte said in a feebler tone, I am growing warmer now. Then on they rode through the frosty night, and the glittering cold starlight, until at last the village hall and the ballroom was in sight. They reached the door, young Charles jumped out and held his hand to her. Why sit you there like a monument that hath no power to stir? He asked her once, he asked her twice. She answered not a word. He asked her for her hand again, but still she never stirred. He took her hand in his, oh God. It was cold and hard as stone. He tore the mantle from her brow, and the cold stars on her shone. Then quickly to the lighted hall, her lifeless form he bore. Young Charlotte's eyes were closed in death, and her voice was heard no more. And then he sat down by her side, and the bitter tears did flow. He said, my own, my intended bride, you never more will know. He put his arms around her neck, and he kissed her marble brow, and his thoughts went back to where she said, I am growing warmer now. He took her out into the sleigh, and with her he drove home. And when he reached her father's door, oh, how her parents mourned. They mourned the loss of their daughter dear. While Charles mourned o'er their grief, until at last his heart did break. Now they slumber in one tomb.